this very sacred place is known as Brahmanda Ghat. This is very personally a very special place for me, because the first time in my life that I visited Brahmanda Ghat was when I was brought here by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. It was in 1971. Srila Prabhupada had just performed the very famous Pandal program in Delhi, where tens and thousands of people were coming to participate in the Hare Krishna movement, which he exported it from India to the West, and then he imported it to India from the West. This was Srila Prabhupada's great genius. So after this glorious Pandal program in Delhi, Srila Prabhupada wanted to take his disciples to Vrindavan. It was the first time Srila Prabhupada ever brought a group of disciples to Vrindavan. He was wondering where he would stay, and one of the gentlemen who helped him to organize the Delhi Pandal program was named Mr. Sharaf. He was a very prominent citizen of Delhi. He said, "I have a big, beautiful bungalow right in the heart of Vrindavan. It will be my great, great honor if I could offer this for you and your disciples to stay." In fact, just some years ago, I was giving a lecture in Delhi, and one very respectable man came to me after my lecture and said, "Did you know in 1971, Srila Prabhupada stayed in my house in Vrindavan?" And I said, "What's your name?" He said, "Mr. Sharaf." I said, "I also stayed in your house." Thank you very much. Each day, Srila Prabhupada, in that house, he had the devotees perform Mangal Arati, and then he would personally give Srimad Bhagavatam class each day. Then he was very, very attentive to make sure all the devotees received nice prasad. I was amazed what kind of prasad. At the time I was sleeping on the bank of Jamuna and doing Madhukari, spreading rotis, and I heard Srimad Bhagavatam had come. I heard Srila Prabhupada give class, and then for prasad there was puris and halava and jalebis and all sorts of things. So I was thinking, this Hare Krishna movement is very nice. But I couldn't understand how sadhus can eat these things. Sadhus are supposed to eat rotis. Hare Krishna. But Prabhupada had a higher understanding. Sadhu is not one that eats rotis. Sadhu is one who risks his life to preach the message of Mahaprabhu all over the world and spread the glories of the chanting of the Holy Name. After prasad, Srila Prabhupada would personally take us on parikrama of Braj Mandala. He took us one day to Barsana and Nandagaon, to Govardhan. He took us to the places in Vrindavan, Radha Damodar, Radha Govinda, seven temples. And one day he took us, first he wanted to take us to Mahabhar. We we drove a long way, and we got out of the car. Actually, we were on a bus. In those days, there was only one bus. And it was only about half an hour. It was about 25 degrees. She drove down to the little ambassador car. We went to Tokyo, and she brought my father's voice to go out and do kirtan. His Holiness Jayadvaita Maharaj was explaining how the Mayavadis, headed even by the great philosopher Shankaracharya, they are describing what is the absolute truth. The absolute truth has no personality, no form, no name. The absolute truth is ultimately the all-pervading, inconceivable, incomprehensible, impersonal Brahman. And to try to put name, pastimes, qualities, or personality on the absolute truth limits the absolute truth to a relative truth. But the Vaishnavas, they say, the absolute truth sometimes tells lies. Hare Krishna. This is the highest understanding. Because the greatest truth of all the scriptures is the reciprocation of love between the Lord and His devotees. and that is the absolute truth. Therefore, Krishna spoke this lie just to perform a wonderful pastime to attract the hearts of all the world. Krishna said, if you think that I have eaten dirt, then you look in my mouth and see. Mother Yashoda said, then please open your mouth very wide so I can see what is inside. Little Krishna's mouth was only this big. He was hardly 3 years old at the time. He opened his little mouth. Yashoda Mai looked inside. She saw the entire universe. She saw all living entities, all the demigods. She saw all the mountains, oceans, rivers, all plants. She saw the entire material existence. The eight elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego personified. As she saw this miraculous sight, she was even able to see the whole of Vrindavan and herself looking in Krishna's mouth. First she was thinking, am I seeing a dream? Is my son some sort of a mystic yogi that he is doing like this? What's happening? Is this an illusion? Then she began to become very sober. I am under the power of Maya. I am thinking that this child is my son. He is the absolute truth. He is the supreme person. I am thinking Nanda Maharaj is my husband. I am thinking I am this body. I am in great delusion. In great reverence, with folded hands, she began to offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was before her in the form of her own son. But Krishna did not like to see Yashoda Mai in this mood. This is called Aishwarya Bhav. Aishwarya Bhav is the pure love of Vaikuntha, where we understand that Lord Narayan is the Supreme God, the cause of all causes, the ultimate worshipable object for everyone. And we worship him with this mood of love. But Vrindavan is the place of Madhurya Ras. Madhurya means it is so sweet, the relationship with Krishna. It excels the realization of Vaikuntha. The realization of God, the Almighty, is included within the Madhurya Bhava. But it is something more. One who realizes Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when one enters into the higher ecstasies of transcendental love, Krishna manifests a potency of his all-attractive nature that makes our hearts love him so much that we think he is our friend, or our child, or our lover. But this cannot be done artificially. In fact, Srila Prabhupada in our temples, he explained, we are worshipping Radha and Krishna in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan. Because Radha Krishna, in their original forms, is worshipped in the mood of spontaneous love. But we cannot cheaply jump to that spontaneous attraction. First, we must purify our hearts by worshipping Sri Sri Radha Krishna according to rules and regulations, with the honoring that they are the Supreme Lord, the all-pervading truth. And we must obey and surrender as their servants. And after purifying ourselves through that process, by the grace of Guru and Krishna, Krishna attracts our heart in this most wonderful way. So Krishna, seeing his mother trembling in reverence upon seeing the universe within his mouth, he covered her again with his yogamaya potency, and her parental affection grew so much that she placed Krishna on her lap and said, "Oh my child, please drink the milk from my breast." And Krishna began to drink, and he smiled upon her. And Mother Yashoda was again immersed in the great transcendental pleasure of being Krishna's mother. So at this time we would like to invite everyone to take bath in River Jamuna. The way we take bath is, first, before entering the water, we bow down with great reverence in a mood of prayer. We pray to Jamuna Mai to give us her blessing and permission, seek for mercy. Then we place 3 drops on our head with our hand. Then we put 3 drops in our mouth. And then we go into Jamuna. And then, what happens after that? Let us see. The beginning, at least, should be reverent. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai, Śrī Vṛndāvan Dhāma ki jai, Brahmānda Ghāt ki jai. They also sell dirt here. They're called dirt pera. If any of you like to eat the dirt that Krishna ate, it is very delicious, actually.
Then you open your mouth and you see what's there.
And then what we will do is Jayadvaita Maharaj will look in all of your mouths to see if there's a universe inside. Just to increase his motherly affection.
And if he sees a universe in everyone's mouth, then he's proved the Mayavadi conclusion.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please take your bath. Ladies can go on that side.